This is Jones and Keefe.
How much of a leadership role do you see yourself taking this year, in year two? Are you comfortable stepping up and being more of a leader, not just with the offense, but with the team as a whole?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I'm trying to be. I think that's something you got to earn. I think it's something I come in there every day. Work hard, play good in practice. I think that's a big part. You know, take practice seriously. I think the practice translates to the games. It's hard to get, you know, this simulation. It's not basketball. You can't go get shots, open three pointers. You know, you're there's nothing like being in the mix of it with live bullets going. So, try to earn, you know, kind of earn my stripes in practice, and then from there, just try to go on and hopefully win some games. And I think that'll help.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for day two, Patriots training camp, Keefe?
Of course I'm ready for day two, Jones. It is another beautiful day in Foxborough. A little windier could affect the kicking game. That is my my view of things from up here.
Oh, boy.
Windier than yesterday, although it's supposed to be warmer than yesterday as well. But always a good day for football. I think every day is a good day for football. And
day,
here we are.
Lovely, lovely day, although you're right. A bit of wind.
A little wind.
Maybe keeping some of the fans away today, though there was a late-arriving crowd yesterday as they trickle in.
Yeah, no, it's filling up.
Reese said 5,000 plus yesterday.
5,000?
That sounded a touch high to me, but it was a good turnout yesterday,
I don't know what the capacity is. I'm unfamiliar with the capacity of the bleachers.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know that I counted every single person there on the berm on the hill there.
But Reese might have.
But maybe Reese.
No stone unturned here at camp.
So we are here throughout Patriots training camp, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We're presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Day two, we'll get rolling here about 10 minutes from now. They start up at 10:15 in Foxborough. It's also year two for Drake May.
That's right.
Who, if you hear the crowd right now, he's
there
jogging
he is.
Out
here comes
onto
the
practice fields. I feel like yesterday the offense, at least the first team offense, got off to a good start, Keefe. Agree or disagree?
100% agree. Yeah, they looked pretty sharp. That's, you know, one thing that you can look at for a practice where it was helmet and shoulder pads. Today looks like it's just helmets. And, he was pretty sharp, completed all but one of his passes, was looking for Steph Diggs. And then also, comparing it to the second and third operation, it looked way more buttoned up. And, you know, you could argue, hey, it's one training camp practice, just like we did back when it was one OTA.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we have to base it on. So if we were going to point out the fact that Drake May did not look very good that first OTA practice all those weeks ago, we'll point out the fact that, you know what, yesterday he did look good. And hopefully you can stack some good practices on top of each other and go from there.
So I would agree with all that. And, you know, I liked yesterday, not just that Diggs looked healthy. I think we spent a lot of time on that. You know, he was no sleeve on the knee. He was first up in all the drills.
Yeah, that was good.
He was flying around catching stuff in the individual drills. Mm-hmm. And then when you got into team stuff, actual competitive periods, he was the first guy that Drake May was looking to. He caught Drake May's first pass in each competitive period. I like all that. I want to see that continue, right? Like, I'm almost beyond the physical stuff with Steph Diggs, which really was my biggest question mark with him all along.
Yeah.
If he's out here and he's not on a PUP or NFI list and he's out here on day one of training camp, I almost take it as a given he's going to be back week one. Now, is he the same Steph Diggs, you know, post-injury that he was pre-injury? Let's see. Yeah. I don't think you're getting the Buffalo Diggs anymore, but can you get the guy who was in Houston before the injury? We're going to find out. I want to see a continuation of that today, but when I say the offense was good, that's mainly what I'm talking about. May largely looked sharp, could have thrown a pick. Peppers dropped one lob ball over the middle of the field, and the May to Diggs connection was on display right away.
Yeah, no, that's great. I also think, it's like an intangible type of thing, but since Julian Edelman left, what receiver could any of the young receivers kind of look up to, emulate, ask questions about, kind of pick their brain about being in the league? They haven't really had any of those guys. I mean, would you argue like Juju Smith-Schuster or like Nelson Aguilar?
Yeah,
I would say no.
Right, maybe.
You know, like I just think if you're Pop Douglas or if you are any of these young receivers and you see Steph Diggs leading all these drills and you see Steph Diggs, you know, how he lines up on press coverage versus zone coverage versus everything else, that I think is pretty invaluable. Like, I know you have position coaches and those guys should be able to help you out with whatever they can, but I think just talking to Steph Diggs or a player like that who has accomplished what he's accomplished in the league is pretty massive for these guys, and it's something that really none of them have had to this point in their careers. So, that, you know, I like that part of it too. Not just what he was able to do in the 11-on-11s, but even just the position drills where you just have the group of wide receivers, having him in front of that group is pretty important.
Well, Keith, you know me. I'm taking attendance very diligently.
Yeah,
here.
I noticed you've got like a little
through
checking guys off.
All 91 is players
Polk?
Again.
Where's Polk?
I haven't gotten to him yet.
Okay.
But I was getting a little nervous as we were talking about Diggs. I'm like, is he out there? He wasn't, but he just jogged out onto the field.
He's out there.
And again, they
he's
don't
early.
They
have to
well, you know, I mean, talk to Tom Coughlin about that. But yeah, he is out there. Practice starts here in a few moments. But no, I would agree with that. It's good to have a guy who is not just a veteran in the league. You mentioned mm-hmm. Juju and Agholor. I mean, those guys are vets in the league. I mean, Bourne is that. But an actual guy they look at and go,
right,
I should pay attention to what he does. A high-level player in the
yeah.
league. I think that makes a difference. I think it's security for Drake May, to be sure. We'll see how that plays out. So those were the goods from yesterday's practice. The bad, I was reading up on, a lot of different beat writers after the practice. We kind of summarized some of this in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Giardi, Greg Bedard, pretty critical of the offensive line. Andrew Callahan as well. Here's Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, his training camp stock watch, stock up, stock down.
Stock watch, you like that. Stocks.
O-line, and specifically Will Campbell, stock down. He says, Drake May was bothered by pass rushers on multiple occasions during 11-on-11 periods. Will Campbell appeared to be on the scene for a Keon White, quote-unquote, sack. One position to keep an eye on as camp progresses is center. Veteran newcomer Garrett Bradbury got the first crack at starting snaps. But rookie Jared Wilson also mixed in. We talked about that yesterday. Wilson not able to participate in the spring, but he's now healthy and could push for a starting spot. So I'd actually consider that good if he's in the mix for a starting spot at center or left guard. Will Campbell not having a great day on the first day of camp, and the O-line, first team O-line, not having a great day. I think Callahan charted it for four sacks, four would-be sacks yesterday. I mean, that obviously, if we're feeling good about the first-team offense, that would be a negative and something that could clearly hold them back.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, you said they, you know, in that 11-on-11, they're obviously not going to hit Drake May, but there probably would have been at least four sacks during that period. And, you know, that has to be a concern because going into it, back on Tuesday, we tiered all the position groups. And on the very, very bottom tier, we had both offensive line and wide receiver. Well, wide receiver...
Stock
is up for sure for playing stock watch. It goes up, and they also have somebody with the high-end capability of Steph Diggs. The O-line doesn't have that as much as, you know, Onwenu is solid, and there's high hopes for Will Campbell because he was drafted so high. They don't have anybody with the track record of Steph Diggs. So, and on top of that, if Kyle Williams looks pretty good, all right, that easily breaks the tie as to what the worst position group is. So now you go to offensive line, and you're like, all right, how many of these guys do you feel great about? On the one hand, yeah, it's better than it was a year ago, but that doesn't really say much. All you had to do, you drafted a guy high and you signed a free agent. Of course it was going to be better than it was last year. Last year you had like a million different combinations. Guys were moving positions all the time. It was a bit of a mess. This year should be better, but it doesn't mean it's going to be good. It just means it's better than it was last year. So, yeah, I think we knew coming into camp that there was going to be a lot of questions there. You know, what is the five-man formation even going to be? Is there depth? Is there will any of it lead into, like, a strength? Like, would you say, oh, like, the right side's all set? Like, I don't know. Like, I think that's going to be...
I think they all have question marks, honestly.
I think, like, you're right. I was thinking about this today.
Like, Campbell might be a guard. And yeah. he had apparently a rough first day of camp. You know, I would cite the play that Phil Perry did there, where Keon White would have been credited for a sack or probably would have had a sack if it's a game situation. You can't touch these quarterbacks. So he might be a guard. We don't know who the left guard is, right? We don't know. It might be Will Campbell long term, I guess. I don't think he's going to start that
way. Well, no, let's hope not.
We don't know who the left guard is.
Right.
It started out as Cole Strange yesterday. Jared Wilson, the third-round pick out of Georgia, mixed in there. And at center, Garrett Bradbury's the center. The Vikings didn't want him. He was horrific in terms of pass coverage. You highlighted this yesterday.
Yeah.
On Wenu. You know,
I
didn't get the weigh-in yesterday. Did you get the weigh-in? I didn't really notice it. I'll keep an eye on that today.
No, I didn't notice that. I think he'd be the one guy. I wouldn't say that I'm like, oh, he's all set. Don't worry about him. He actually does speak today. So there's going to be a handful of guys that speak after practice.
Good.
Is one of them. We'll see what kind of questions they ask him.
No, I'm probably least concerned with him.
Yeah, I was going to say most confident in him.
The question is he in shape?
And I don't know.
I don't know that we're going to know that. But, right, how invested is he? Is he in shape? If he's not, I'd be really disappointed because part of the reason Vrabel's here is that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah,
like, get guys to care, get guys to pay attention. Mayo obviously skimped on all that. if guys like Onwenu aren't in top flight shape, then that's a bad sign
right.
for Vrabel coming in, ruling with an iron fist and sort of changing that sort of stuff. I expect him to do it. He said everybody is good, checked out well in terms of their physicals and passing the conditioning test. So I'll take him at his word, but let's keep an eye on that. And then Morgan Moses apparently also had a poor day yesterday.
He did not have a very good day. He's a guy that the last couple of years, I think he's missed 6 total games over the last 2 years. Prior to that, he was pretty damn durable. Like he was out there a lot, but he's also, what is he, 34 years old? So let's see. But if you had to do a quick power rank or confidence rankings, not power rankings, confidence rankings.
Okay, not tiers.
I would probably go on Onwenu, Moses, Campbell.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess just because I have
faint,
no idea.
That's faint praise.
I have no idea what's going on at left guard. And yeah. So I would probably agree with that, yeah.
I think those guys. And then after that, it's, I don't know, like a City So still here? Like you might drop off to that. Or maybe Wilson even.
No, you know who was more. Getting work at left guard yesterday? Caden Wallace.
Okay. Maybe Caden Wallace. So, I mean, maybe one of those guys emerges. I don't know.
I don't take that as a great sign. When you got Cole Strange and Caden Wallace in the mix there, I don't take that as a great sign.
All right.
So practice is underway. Day 2, training camp. Jones and Keith brought to you by McFarland Energy. A lot of ways you can get in touch. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. It's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Another way you can check us out, chat, and watch on YouTube as well. I meant to bring this up earlier. Drake May on the O-line had a good line. His opening statement yesterday, he's just kind of going through. He's like, oh, we're working on stuff. We're cleaning stuff up, pre-snap communication, blah, blah, blah. He's like, guys made some good plays. And he goes, I thought the guys up front fought. It's hard to block without pads.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I thought they did a good job. And in retrospect, that should have been like the warning sign right away.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's hard to block without pads. Do you put any stock in that? It's like, well, you can't really evaluate the offensive line until pads come on likely Monday.
So it's tough. So like today, you're going to get less of it.
Because yesterday, what are they in today? Shells? Like they're not even in it.
Just hats.
Yeah.
They've got just hats today. Yesterday, they had shoulder pads on. So like if you're blocking, so obviously there's not going to be any like cut blocking or anything like that. But you can kind of simulate it a little bit better yesterday than you can today. But, no, overall, I mean, also, when you're talking about all these beat writers breaking down how the team looked and how the O-line looked, they've also seen a million training camps. Like, they know based off of this, they wasn't very good, right? Like, there's no other way around it. Like, it wasn't a very good start. The only one place to go but up if you're the offensive line. But, yeah, that's the one, that I think, to keep an eye on the most. And then when they do put full pads on, that's going to be the position that we probably is highlighted more than anything else.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how much stock to put in yesterday,
yeah.
But the story coming out of it is the offensive line wasn't very good, and we didn't expect the offensive line to be very good. So
right.
I don't know if there's a,
right.
a confirmation bias going
yeah,
on there.
I know.
But that's some of what to expect from yesterday. By the way, you asked me, I finally caught up on the roster, Keith. You asked me if Jalen Polk is out there. Once again, he is one of the absences here today.
Yeah, he's not going to make the team then.
No.
Like he needs to be out there to make the team.
And apparently,
he needed to be out there and play well and catch some luck. Right? Like I don't think it was a guarantee, even if he had a good camp, that he's going to make the team. But
correct.
If he's out for whatever the reasons are, right, the best ability is availability. So if he's not on the field, then he's going to get left behind.
As far as we could tell, he's still on the team. Like he was here,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
present,
yeah.
He's around. But again, not out there again today, which does not bode well for the guy who was a second round pick a year ago making this squad. If you had to kind of pick one or the other, Keith, a good day and a good camp for the receivers or a bad day for, you know, the O-line, what to you is the bigger story, the bad day or the good day?
I'm going half full on this.
Okay, I would too.
I'm going wide outs, especially the nature of it, right?
You need the receiver more than you need the O-line, I think.
Yeah.
Drake May needs it more.
And we can say this every time too. Like I just think it's tougher for those guys. Not to give them an excuse. They still need to, you know, perform better. But there is sort of just the nature of these drills. You're not going full speed. You know, get to joint practices. I think then we can kind of highlight on the O-line a little bit more. But, no, I choose to look at Steph Diggs' health and then also Kyle Williams making a play on Christian Gonzalez. Right? Like, I think those things stand out to me more. Drake May needs all the help he can get, clearly. But those two new additions at receiver, we kind of had fingers crossed on. The Patriots have not drafted well at that position, and I know it wasn't Vrabel prior to this year, but they haven't drafted well, so you have like a little PTSD anytime they bring in a rookie receiver. Like, and what is this guy going to be?
And Vrabel, I mean, they did have A.J. Brown in Tennessee, but there were a lot of misses at receiver,
too. Sure.
How much he was in the mix for that,
we don't really
know, but he doesn't have a great track record either.
No, but that was a good sign. Like, if you told me that Drake May's two leading receivers this year are new to the team, like, that's a great sign. So, and then Diggs is healthy, and then just the amount of stuff he was able to do yesterday, awesome. I mean, a month ago, we were literally asking, like, oh, he should be back for week five, right? They play the Bills week five, he'll be back. It's like, how about he's already their best guy today,
right?
So I look at that as yesterday overall was a good day.
617-779-7937. I would agree with that. Like, I got to pick one or the other. Was it a better day or a worse day? I think it's better that the receivers stood out. And it doesn't mean it's not a big deal the O-line stunk, but I think it's a bigger deal that Stephon Diggs looks healthy and could be in line for a huge season in year two with Drake May. I think that's the thing he needs the most, even more than an offensive line. You guys can discuss again on the phones and the text line. We'll be talking Red Sox on the show as well.
Woof!
Rob Bradford.
What a game.
Going to join us at 11:30. That was quite a roller coaster last
wild night,
Keith.
Yeah. Sam, that was kind of like the season.
Yeah.
Oh, that really was the season in a nutshell.
These last couple of series have been just slogs. The wins have kind of come out of nowhere in both of the games. The losses feel very inevitable. So I still don't know where the Red Sox sit. But we'll get to them with Bradfo when he joins us at 11:30. We'll revisit some of Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show. A couple interesting answers there. And, of course, another report on the Red Sox and what they're doing at the deadline from ESPN. We'll get to that. We got a key for madness for you at 12:45 live from Gillette Stadium, day two of Patriots training camp. Let's continue to discuss Stephon Diggs, our expectations for him in his first year as a Patriot, right after Trending with Billy Lanny.